This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Real scripts for de-escalating a tense conflict when your emotions are about to boil over. Word-for-word language to stay composed when your feelings say otherwise. In short, when your emotions are close to the edge in a conflict, improvising is the worst thing you can do. Prepared. Word-for-word language keeps you grounded, signals composure to the other person, and stops a tense exchange from becoming a damaging one. The scripts below give you exactly that. Emotional control in conflict is a practiced skill, not a personality trait. Having exact words ready means your composure leads your feelings, not the other way around. The goal is not to win the argument. It is to keep the conversation worth having. Definition: de-escalating tense conflict is the deliberate use of language, tone, and pacing to reduce emotional intensity in a charged exchange, allowing both parties to move from reactive defensiveness into a state where rational problem-solving becomes possible again. There's a particular kind of silence that falls over a room when someone realizes they are about to say something they cannot take back. I've stood in that silence more times than I care to count. Sometimes I held my tongue. Too often, I did not. What I know now, after 6 decades of getting this wrong and slowly getting it right, is that the difference between a conversation that repairs a relationship and one that wounds it permanently is rarely the issue itself. It is the words you choose in the 10 seconds before your emotions take the wheel. De-escalating tense conflict is not about suppressing what you feel. It is about having language ready that is stronger than your reaction. That preparation is what these scripts are built to give you. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce a core framework for difficult conversations built on clarity, openness, respect, and empathy. Chapter 5 covers the tools that sit inside that framework, including the 3-second pause and the empathy bridge, both of which run through every script below. The principle is simple: you cannot communicate well while your amygdala is running the show. Preparation is how you take back the controls. How to get the most from these scripts? Find the situation that matches yours, read the brief context, and then read the script out loud. Not in your head. Out loud. Your mouth needs to practice these words before a conflict does. Adapt the bracketed element to your own situation and adjust the phrasing until it sounds like you, not like a script. That last part matters. If you cannot hear yourself saying it naturally, keep adjusting until you can. The standard version suits most workplace conversations. The formal version is, for high-stakes situations, a performance review gone sideways, a senior stakeholder confrontation, or any conversation where the professional relationship carries significant weight. A casual version appears only where the relationship genuinely calls for it. Scripts for the moment your emotions are about to take over. Script 1. When you feel the heat rising and need to reset without stopping the conversation. The situation. You are mid-conversation and you feel your composure starting to slip. You are not ready to escalate and not willing to walk away. You need a way to steady yourself without losing the thread. Why it works. This script does 2 things at once. It names the emotional temperature in the room without assigning blame, and it signals to the other person that you're still committed to the conversation. In Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, I describe this as using the 3-second pause as a micro-intervention. 3 seconds is long enough to interrupt the reactive cycle and re-engage rational thinking. The words below extend that pause into language. Standard version. I want to keep talking about this, and I also want to make sure I say this well. Give me just a moment. Formal version. This is clearly an important conversation for both of us. Before I respond, I want to take a moment to make sure I am being clear and fair. I appreciate your patience. What to watch for after. The other person may interpret your pause as weakness or evasion. If that happens, follow it immediately with your next statement. Do not let silence stretch too long. 3 seconds is a pause. 30 seconds is a withdrawal. Eamon's note. I have used a version of this in boardrooms and in kitchen arguments. The moment you say I want to say this well, you change the whole texture of the conversation. It signals respect, not retreat. Script 2. When the other person's anger is escalating and you need to hold steady. The situation. They are raising their voice, their words are getting sharper, and you can feel the pull to match their energy. You need to hold your ground without pouring fuel on the fire. Why it works. As I note and say it right every time, anger feeds on anger. When you refuse to provide fuel, the fire eventually burns out. This script applies that principle directly. It acknowledges their state without endorsing the behaviour, and it sets a clear condition for continuing, without ultimatum language that would make things worse. You can also read more about what happens neurologically in these moments in What is the Amygdala Hijack? And How It Silently Blocks Team Synergy in High Pressure Moments. Standard version. I can see you're frustrated, and I want to understand why. I need us to bring the temperature down a little so I can actually hear you properly. Formal version. I can see that you feel strongly about this, and I take that seriously. However, I need us to speak calmly so this conversation stays productive. I'm not going anywhere, and I want to resolve this with you. What to watch for after. If they continue to escalate, do not repeat the script. Move to script 4. One calm request is reasonable. Repeating it 3 times is a negotiation with someone who has already said no. Eamon's note. People who feel hurt rarely explode. People who feel powerless often do. That line is from chapter 11 of Say It Right Every Time. The fastest way to reduce someone's anger is to make them feel that you're genuinely listening, not just waiting for your turn. Script 3. When you need to name the emotion in the room without accusing anyone. The situation. The conversation has become strained, and there is a tension neither of you has named yet. Ignoring it is making things worse. You need to surface it without pointing a finger. Why it works. Naming an emotion reduces its power. This is not sentiment. It is how the brain works. When you label what is happening, you activate the part of the mind that processes language rather than the part that fires off reactions. This is the empathy bridge at work, acknowledging the emotional reality before trying to solve the practical one. For a deeper look at how to use this in team settings, see signs your team's amygdala hijack problem is destroying synergy in real time. Standard version. I think we've both got some strong feelings about this, and that's fair. I want to acknowledge that before we keep going, because I think it's affecting how we're hearing each other. Formal version. Before we continue, I want to acknowledge that this is clearly a sensitive topic for both of us. I think our emotions are affecting the conversation, and I would like us to take that into account as we move forward. What to watch for after. Some people will be relieved when you name the tension. Others will deny it, which is also fine. You have still shifted the room. Do not push for agreement that yes, everyone is emotional. Just make the observation and move forward. Eamon's note. Here is something I learned the hard way. Naming the tension is not weakness. It is the most skilled thing you can do in a charged room. It tells the other person that you are paying attention to more than just the words. Script 4. When the conversation needs to stop and resume later. The situation. Things have gone too far. The words are getting personal, or you can feel that neither of you is capable of being fair right now. The most responsible thing is to pause and return. Why it works. A conversation you cannot have well is worse than a conversation you delay. This script takes full ownership rather than blaming the other person's state, which makes it far easier for them to accept the pause. It also locks in a specific return time, which signals that you are not avoiding the issue. The deal method for resolving conflicts that fracture team relationships works best when both people are calm enough to use it. Standard version. I think we're both too stirred up to get anywhere useful right now. Can we agree to pick this up tomorrow at specific time? I want to do this properly. Formal version. I do not think we are going to resolve this well in the state we are both in. I would like to propose that we take a break and return to this conversation at specific time and date. I am committed to working through this with you. What to watch for after. Pin down the time before you leave the room. Later or soon are not agreements, they are postponements. A specific time is the only thing that prevents the conversation from being buried. Eamon's note. I once walked out of a conversation with a colleague and said we'll pick this up. We never did, and the relationship never fully recovered. A specific time is the difference between a pause and an abandonment. Script 5. When you have reacted badly and need to recover in the moment. The situation. You said something sharp, dismissive, or unfair. You can see it landed badly. You need to recover quickly, without a lengthy apology that makes the moment bigger than it needs to be. Why it works. The recover method, which I outline in How to Use the Recover Method When a Team Conversation Goes Wrong, begins with recognizing what went wrong. This script is the in-the-moment version of that. It is fast, honest, and it does not over-dramatize the slip. It owns the mistake and redirects without dwelling. Standard version. That came out wrong, and I can hear it. Let me say it again. What I actually mean is restate your point clearly. Formal version. I want to correct something I just said. That was not the right way to put it, and I apologize for the sharpness. What I intended to communicate was restate your point clearly and calmly. What to watch for after. Do not follow the recovery with the long explanation of why you said it. That shifts the focus back to your emotional state and away from the substance. Correct it and move forward. Eamon's note: the courage to correct yourself in real time without turning it into a performance is one of the rarest communication skills I have seen. It builds more trust than getting it right the first time. Script 6. When someone challenges your perspective and you feel the urge to defend the situation, someone has pushed back hard on your position and the challenge feels personal. Your first instinct is to dig in. You need to stay open without abandoning your ground. Why it works. This script uses I statements to keep the focus on your experience rather than their behavior, which prevents them from becoming defensive in response to your defensiveness. It also uses genuine curiosity, not performed openness, as the bridge back to dialogue. The principle of connect before you correct from the core framework applies directly here. Standard version. Okay, I heard that. I want to make sure I understand your concern before I respond. Can you say a bit more about the specific point they raised? Formal version. I want to engage with what you've said seriously. Before I respond, I'd like to make sure I have understood your position correctly. My understanding is summarize their point. Is that right? Casual version, where the relationship genuinely allows it. Fair enough. Help me understand where you're coming from on that. What to watch for after. The pause you create by asking them to say more also gives you time to regulate. Use that time. Listen for the real concern beneath the challenge. It is rarely exactly what they said on the surface. You can explore more on this in How to Deescalate Team Conflict Without Destroying Synergy. Eamon's note: there is a kind of strength in the question that feels like listening. It is not surrender. It is the most direct way to find out whether the challenge is worth defending against. Script 7. When you need to set a clear boundary without escalating the tension. The situation. The conversation has crossed a line, the tone is disrespectful, or the other person is making the conflict personal. You need to name the boundary firmly and without aggression. Why it works. A boundary without enforcement is just a suggestion, but enforcement does not mean confrontation. This script draws the line clearly, states what you need, and keeps the door open to continue the conversation once the condition is met. It is direct without being punishing. For guidance on what comes after, how to apologize to a team member in a way that actually restores synergy, and how to mediate between two team members to preserve group synergy, pickup where the script leaves off. Standard version. I need to say something. When you specific behavior, it makes it very hard for me to stay engaged in this conversation. I want to work through this with you, and I need that to change. Formal version. I want to address something before we continue. The way this conversation has developed is not something I can work with effectively. I need us to return to a tone that is respectful on both sides. I am ready to do that, and I hope you are too. What to watch for after. Say it once. If the behavior continues, move to script 4 and end the conversation for now. Repeating a boundary without consequence teaches the other person that the boundary is not real. Eamon's note: this much I know for certain, the moment you clearly name what you will not accept, without anger, you change the power in the room. Not to dominate, but to be taken seriously. When the words are right, but the delivery is not. A script is the frame, not the painting. Your tone, your pace, and the steadiness in your voice carry as much meaning as the words themselves. Read these scripts out loud until the words feel like yours. Slow your pace by 20% when emotions are high. Lower your volume slightly rather than raising it. These are not performance notes. They are how composure sounds to another person. Every script in this article contains bracketed sections marked with. Replace them with the specific details of your situation. The words around the brackets are tested language. The brackets are where your reality goes. Do not improvise the surrounding sentences mid-conflict. Prepare the brackets ahead of time when you can. Three places people go wrong when they try to de-escalate. The mistake. They apologize for their feelings rather than acknowledging them. Why it happens. Discomfort with emotional visibility pushes people toward self-erasure. What to do instead? Name their emotion without judging it. I can see this as affecting both of us is stronger than sorry. I'm being emotional. The mistake. They use de-escalation language as a way to avoid the issue entirely. Why it happens. The scripts work so well at reducing tension that some people stop there and never return to the substance. What to do instead? Always pair a de-escalation script with a commitment to return. Reducing the heat is step one. Solving the problem is the goal. The mistake. They deliver the script in the same sharp tone the conversation had before it. Why it happens. The words change, but the voice does not. The other person hears the tone, not the words. What to do instead? Before you speak, take the 3-second pause. Let your body catch up with your intention. Breathe, then speak. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imanblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. What does de-escalating tense conflict actually mean? De-escalating tense conflict means deliberately slowing down an emotionally charged exchange before it causes damage. It involves choosing words, tone, and pacing that reduce defensiveness and create space for rational conversation, rather than matching or amplifying the other person's emotional intensity. How do I de-escalate a tense conflict when I'm angry? Pause for 3 seconds before you speak. Name the emotion you are feeling, either silently to yourself or out loud if appropriate. Then use a prepared script that acknowledges the tension without attacking the other person. Your words need to lead your emotions, not follow them. What are the best words to use when de-escalating a tense conflict? Focus on neutral, forward-looking language. Phrases like "I can see this matters to both of us," "I want to understand your perspective," and "Can we take a moment before we continue" signal calm intention without conceding your position or dismissing the other person's feelings. Can scripts for de-escalating tense conflict sound natural? Yes, if you practice them out loud before you need them. Scripts feel robotic when you read them cold in a tense moment. When you have rehearsed the words until they feel like your own, they come out naturally, even under pressure. Adapt the phrasing to match your own voice. What should I do if the other person will not de-escalate? You cannot control their emotions, only your own. Hold your ground calmly, repeat a boundary or pause request once, and if they remain unable to engage productively, name it directly and suggest a timed break. Staying regulated yourself is both the goal and the strategy. How does the 3-second pause help with de-escalating tense conflict? The 3-second pause interrupts the amygdala hijack, the moment your brain shifts from rational thinking to reactive emotion. A 3-second gap between stimulus and response is enough to re-engage your prefrontal cortex. It is a micro-intervention that keeps you choosing your words rather than firing them. The scripts above are not a shortcut. They're the result of years of work distilling what actually holds a conversation together when everything inside you wants to let it fall apart. Practice them when you do not need them. That is when the learning happens. When de-escalating tense conflict is the only option left, you will not have to think about what to say. You will already know. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book 8 Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit imanblackthorne.com to get your copy.